I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul.
Where does joy live in you? Where does this happiness that you see on other people's faces, where is that itch inside of you? And how can you scratch it and make yourself feel even better than you did just 5 minutes ago? In the sacred anatomy, joy is a present constant. It's in every part of your soul's expression. And of course, your subtle anatomy is your soul expressing. So if you think about your soul's expression as being a joyous affirmation of not just life and love and beauty, truth and caring and hope, but as an actual event within the context of creation, if you can think of it that way, you can get away for just a second from this idea that something has to make you happy. Something has to bring you joy from outside of yourself. Something has to arrive at your doorstep like a Amazon parcel chock full of cool and great stuff that are just gonna open your eyes and your heart and you're gonna feel happy. It doesn't work like that, does it? Because no matter how many material goods you can get that fabulous car and that wonderful house and those great clothes, but none of that truly can bring you joy. It might make you happy for a while, but it doesn't really bring you the joy. It wasn't until I started to really expand my relationship with the garden around my home that I started to joyously participate in my home. Up until then, it was a place that I lived and loved my family, but it wasn't a joyous expression of my own soul. So how do we find that place within ourselves? How do we? I think the best way, truly, is to take a deep breath and remember that as you do, your nervous system relaxes, your sacred anatomy opens. So take another deep breath. Your subtle anatomy starts to expand. It moves from contraction into a more expanded place. And with another deep breath, you start to realize that you're not limited by a physical body. You're not limited by concepts and ideas. You're actually alive, awake, aware, and part of the unfolding of constant awakening, constant creation, constant birth. Renewing in every second who and what you are, not just as an expression of your sacred anatomy, but as an expression of part of all that is. You know, joy is everywhere. Joy is in the bird song in the morning. Even as terrible things are happening in the world, horrible things, things that break your heart, there's still the joyous light from the sun and the beautiful breeze that blows across the plains of your life. Creation is always mirroring joy. Creation and nature and the beauty of our planet is always saying hello, always bringing happiness. And it is how you and I react to that, how well we receive it, that makes the difference. Because if you are receiving a songbird, you have to get yourself to a place where you're not fixated on yourself. You're actually open to what's out there in the world, what's happening beyond your physicality. And when you open up to receive the songbird's notes and energy, it is as if that songbird is speaking for all life, and you're opening to how you're a part of all life, how you're an integral part. And you could never hurt that songbird You could never act out against that songbird or lash out in any way or hurt it in any way, because what you are experiencing is the pure beauty of life lifted up. And that is joy. That is happiness. The pure beauty of life lifted up. You can see it in children. You can see it in the sky. You can see it in the dirt as sprouts break through the soil. You can see it in the beautiful first roses of the spring. You can see it in everything that's around you. And you know what? You can even see it in the struggles. You can see it in the pain. You can see it in the suffering that people go through. It is part of the joy of life that things end, that things change, that things grow and develop. And if you can make space in your own life for growth, change, development, shifting, awakening, what happens is that you are able to approach life lightly. You're able to hold it with a lighthearted happiness that may have eluded you before, that may have dropped you off in a place of despair. But if you can just start to appreciate the life around you and not think about your own self for a second, just think about the bird song. Think about the breeze in the trees. Be grateful for it. See it. Appreciate it. Notice every little thing about it. It's a kind of mindfulness, isn't it? A mindfulness that lifts you up, a mindfulness that is not a numbing or a dulling, but in fact, an inspiring, a lifting up, a lightening up, a brightening up. So that's what I invite you to do. Brighten up, lighten up, feel the joy within, and allow yourself just a moment of happiness, because that moment can expand and grow and develop and become your state of being.
Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.